An investigation continues into an incident in which a student brought a loaded gun to Sauter Elementary School in the Jackson School District. Police were called there for a report of a third grader with a .45 caliber firearm in his book bag around 12:30 this afternoon. A resource officer had been informed of the weapon by another student. The resource officer confronted the 10-year-old boy with the firearm and took it. Police say he had made threats against another student and the resource officer. He was charged with inducing panic and illegal conveyance of a deadly weapon. The boy is being held at the Stark County Juvenile Detention Center. An autopsy for a Stark County jail inmate who died last week will be performed by the Cuyahoga County Medical Examiner's Office. 33-year-old Zachary Snowberger of Canton was arrested May 7th on warrants charging him with failure to comply, aggravated drug possession, and obstructing official business. He was found unresponsive in his cell the following day. Jail staff attempted to revive Snowberger. He was taken to Mercy Hospital, where he later died. The Stark County coroner is also investigating. A truck driver has been acquitted of all felony charges stemming from a deadly chain reaction crash that killed six people from the Tuskegee Valley School District. Licking County Common Pleas Judge David Branstall issued the verdict today at the bench trial for 61-year-old Jacob McDonald of Zanesville. He was charged with six counts of aggravated vehicular homicide and nine counts of vehicular assault. McDonald was found guilty of six misdemeanor counts of vehicular homicide. He will be sentenced at a later date. McDonald was driving a truck on I-70 in November 2023 when it hit a vehicle in front of him and a charter bus carrying students and chaperones from Tuskegee Valley Schools. Three students in the bus died, as did three adults in the other vehicle. Canton police are investigating a Wednesday night shooting. A man was wounded in the shoulder and hands at Nelson Place in Sylvan Court around 9 p.m. The 23-year-old victim drove himself to his Plain Township home, where deputies arrived and called an ambulance. He left Mercy Hospital against medical advice at 12:45 a.m., but was later taken to Akron General Medical Center. A man will spend 1 year in jail for an October crash in Jackson Township that put another man in the hospital. 39-year-old Piyush Kumar Patel of Green was sentenced Thursday by Stark County Common Pleas Judge Kristen Farmer. He pleaded guilty to charges of aggravated vehicular assault and OVI. The Highway Patrol said Patel was northbound on I-77 when his SUV rear-ended a vehicle near Portage Street Northwest and went off the roadway. The second car overturned and rolled through a traffic sign post. The driver, a 39-year-old Jackson Township man, was taken to a hospital with serious injuries. Patel's blood alcohol level was 0.339. A man has succumbed to injuries suffered in an ATV crash in Columbiana County. The Highway Patrol says 41-year-old Jim Sho of Wayne Township died Thursday. Troopers responded to Steubenville Pike Road near Applegate Road Saturday night. They found an ATV and Sho lying in the roadway. He was flown to St. Elizabeth Health Center in Youngstown with serious injuries. A Columbiana County judge has rejected the Wellsville Board of Education's motion to dismiss a lawsuit accusing it of violating the Open Meetings Act. The decision from Common Pleas Judge Scott Washam means the case is still pending, with a pretrial hearing scheduled for October 15th and a trial for October 29th. The decision concerns meeting minutes not being detailed and minutes reflecting entry into executive session for an unapproved purpose. The suit was filed last year by Brian Ames of Mogador. Similar complaints filed by him against the Columbiana, Crestview, East Liverpool, and United School Boards were settled. Related suits against Columbiana City Council and the Latonia School Board are pending. A Mahoning County judge has rejected a request seeking to seal the settlement for a man killed in the Realty Tower explosion in downtown Youngstown last year. Probate Judge Robert Rusu on Thursday denied the motion filed by all parties in the case, including the family of Akil Drake. The judge determined they did not meet the burden of proof or present convincing evidence to grant the motion. Rusu gave the parties 7 days to appeal his decision. Drake died in the May 2024 blast, which was caused by workers who cut a gas line under the sidewalk. Nine others were injured. The death of a man in Warren early today is under investigation. WFMJ-TV reports police responded to reports of gunfire in the 2100 block of Draper Street Southeast around 2:30. Officers found a crashed vehicle in the intersection with Benton Street. A man was found dead at the scene. He has not been identified. The Trumbull County coroner is also investigating. An investigation of an animal cruelty case in Warren has resulted in a felony charge against a second suspect. One count of prohibitions concerning companion animals was filed today in Warren Municipal Court against 53-year-old Stephanie Swegan of Warren. An emaciated dog suffering from a ruptured abdominal mass was found in the basement of an Oak Knoll Avenue Southeast home May 10th. It later died. Swegan lived at the address with 43-year-old Thomas Limecooler of Warren. He pleaded not guilty to the same felony charge Tuesday during his arraignment. An employee of the Liberty School District is on paid leave after being charged with theft and vandalism. 35-year-old Luke Polito of Poland is scheduled for arraignment May 27th in Girard Municipal Court. He is an intervention assistant. Polito allegedly took a computer from an elementary school May 9th because he didn't want administrators to know he was using it during work time to apply for jobs. Police say he intended to delete his resume and other documents. Polito reportedly put it on the roof of his car and it fell off while he was cleaning the vehicle. He allegedly threw it in a dumpster in Boardman. Polito returned later to get the computer and it was gone. Police say he told administrators about the incident the following day. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.